Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona Prayney. Sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, ask for any sister that's listening today, just for her salvation and her safekeeping. Anything that's spiritually dangerous to her to be revealed, and for her to be salt and light and have a heart to reach out to any loved ones that you have placed in her life, and for her to really die to self and to seek their souls if she herself is doing well, to seek their seek after their souls and their salvation and safekeeping. And I ask for that as well. Ask all these prayers and blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I just wanted to mention that the teaching that I did yesterday talking about how do you know if someone's of God, gonna actually write that out and put it up on the website, so that you can reference the scriptures maybe a little bit more easily, and send it to someone if you feel like they need also discernment and need to be careful in terms of not believing everything that says it's Christian, considering that the following way is taking place. So continuing through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment, picking it up at leaving off at verse 18, it says, "Where are the scribes? Where are the receivers? Where are those count the tower?" Verse 19, it says, "Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst understand. Look upon Zion." Okay, so you're going to know what's going on, okay, if you're walking in the Spirit, okay, and you're prepared for these times like the five wise virgins, okay? You're going to have that light. You're going to know what's going on, okay? It's going to be really important, too, in terms of here, because it's going to be, and I'll get into more detail from the scriptures on this, just going to touch upon it right now, though, but it's going to get strange. It already is getting strange, okay? If you need to be praying to be filled with the Spirit, again, you need to be praying to be filled with the Spirit, okay? Because you're going to see, okay, people walking around with spirits, okay, being deceived, okay, walking into situations that are extremely dangerous, okay? It talks about this having a hook, okay, puts a hook in their mouths, okay? In the book of, I believe it's Ezekiel, okay? It's like the sin that's in their heart that wouldn't be cleansed becomes a hook, a fish hook, and it just draws them off into their own deception, okay? And there's going to be actual demons around them at that point and within them, okay? And he's going to hand them over, okay, to those spirits, all right? You have to understand something about demons. This is Isaiah 45, verse 7. This is why you need to get to know your God, okay? I'm telling you, you need to flee from this flattery and all this fake stuff that's in the church where there's no judgment, there's no righteousness, okay? Where there's a heaven, but there's no hell. They might say there is in word, but not in deed, okay? Not in deed. Not when they're witnessing to you, not when they're ministering to you, not when they're talking to you about your trials. They're not letting you know this is to prepare you so that you don't go to hell. There is a very real hell. The church here in the United States doesn't believe in hell. Okay? They might say they do, but they don't. Not really. Not really. Their God doesn't really send people to hell. Okay? He's a big nice guy in a chair upstairs. Okay? That's like a buddy. He's not the God of gods. He's not the God of the KJV Bible. He's not a God of judgment. He's not a God of holiness. He's not a God of wrath. And he is. He is a God of wrath. You need to know that. That's what hell is made for. He hates sin. Okay? Now you, beloved sister in Christ, are not appointed to wrath. Okay? If he looks upon you and sees his son. No, his son is not appointed to wrath. But every last person outside of Christ Jesus, and every part of you that's outside of Christ Jesus, okay, is. You need to understand that. Okay? You need to be tucked away and hidden in Christ if you're a Christian. And you're going to see this. It's going to be made manifest, crystal clear. But this is Isaiah 54, verse 7. It says, and this is the Lord speaking, I form the light and I create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Okay? It's Him that does it. Okay? Him. Okay? The church here in the United States thinks, oh, there's evil, but, you know, somehow that's outside of the control of God and it's just some strange thing that happened over there. No, He created it and it's got a job to do. It's got a job to do. It's got a job to do. Okay? It's a warning of hell. Demons are a warning of hell. They're there for a reason. Nobody's going to show up, okay, at the throne and say that they weren't warned. They may have hardened their hearts and plugged up their ears, but they'll have known. They'll have seen it. They will have had a preview. Okay? Because He's a God that's righteous. Demons got a job to do. All right? And you need to know that as you're filled with the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, a five wise virgin, one of the five wise ones, you're going to see these things running amok and doing work, doing jobs. Okay? Doing jobs. All right? Getting people out of their own deceptions, handing them over to stuff. Okay? Letting them see that God is real. There is a heaven and a hell. Okay? And you need to understand what's going on and be filled with the Spirit. Again, to be prayed, to be filled with the Spirit so you can discern your right from your left. You can understand what God's doing, both in your life and in the lives of your loved ones, so that you can help bring them into eternal life. Because that's the goal. Okay? When they sit there and ignore it, the warnings. Then they get a preview of hell and they go, oh my gosh. You say, yes, this is real. The Bible's real. The Bible's real. Repent. Okay? Come over here. Get cleansed and washed from your sin. Get right with the Lord, okay? Be conformed to the image of His Son. Be truly born again. Not just pretending. Not just bumper sticker Christian, okay? Not just quote a scripture over here Christian. Not just Bible app Christian. The real thing. The real thing. Born again through the power of God, through Christ Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost. The real thing. A real Christian. Okay? I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any assistance starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, being salt and light, and also seeking after You to truly be filled with the Holy Ghost, and about Your kingdom and not her own. I ask all these prayers You place in Jesus' name. Amen.